KSR News, I'm John Scott. Things were shaking in the Big Apple. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.8 shook that densely populated metropolitan area. The quake centered in New Jersey, about 45 miles west of New York City and 50 miles north of Philadelphia. The Fire Department of New York says there were no initial reports of damage. A large part of the Northeast felt this quake. America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding 303,000 workers to their payrolls. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the unemployment rate is a deceiving figure.
Once you account for the 5 million or so people who are missing from the labor force today, as compared to, again, the onset of the pandemic, you realize that you don't have an unemployment rate in the threes. You have an unemployment rate in either the sixes or the 7% range.
The unemployment officially dipped to 3.8%. Also at SRNNews.com, one Israeli defense expert says the country is now being threatened like never before. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says Israel is on the cusp of what he calls
a game-changing historic moment here.
Still at war with Hamas and soon to be with what he calls the strategic threat of Hezbollah to the north.
You're talking about between 150 and 170,000 rockets.
And Oren says it's not just about the sheer numbers.
These rockets are longer range, they're bigger, and they're very, very accurate.
Able, he says, to knock out all of Israel's key infrastructure. Bob Agnew reporting.
And stocks edging higher on Wall Street after the hot U.S. jobs report. The Dow is up over 400 points. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in India.
Attacks on believers are increasing. A new report from the Evangelical Fellowship of India records over 600 incidents of violence against Christians in 2023, up from about 400 the year before. The fellowship fears things will only get worse in 2024, with nationwide elections looming. Hindu radical parties and politicians usually ramp up their anti-Christian rhetoric in election years, which often leads to more attacks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho, the latest state to try and curb the transgender agenda. Lawmakers there have passed measures that prevent public employees from being required to use someone's preferred pronouns that define gender as being synonymous with sex. The state has also approved legislation that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for sex change operations. This is SRN News. In consumer news, a safety recall being expanded.
2 million Black & Decker clothing steamers are being recalled. There have been reports of dozens of burn injuries from the Easy Garment steamers, with hot water spewing out of the devices. About a 500,000 steamers were recalled in 2022. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says more burn injuries were reported after that. This latest recall covers 1.6 million steamers, all units of the model. The company is offering full refunds. The maker of the steamers, Empower Brands, says there have been 82 burn injury reports. 19 of them involved repaired units or models. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the scheduled start time for Monday's game between the New York Yankees and Miami Marlins changed because of the total solar eclipse. New York initially set to host the Marlins at 2:05 p.m. The start push back 4 hours. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.